We are learning Mesechtas Tainis, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we are starting the two dots a third of the way down the Amud. It says in the Mishnah, V'chein ir shesh by dever oy ma'apoyles, if there's a plague or a ma'apoyles, which means the buildings are falling down, then you make a fast. What exactly is ma'apoyles? Let's see. Tanur Rabbanan. Ma'apoyles pashas means an earthquake, but the Gemara is going to explain what type of walls fell down. Tanur Rabbanan. Ma'apoyles amru b'riyois v'loy ru'ois. First of all, it's only called a tzara, where you have to fast, if the walls coming down are strong walls, but not shaky walls. Also, she'en ru'yas lipol, there are walls that are not supposed to fall. But lo yaru ru'yas lipol, but something that's supposed to fall, it could fall, that's also not called a tzara. Now, the words are asked, like, what's the difference between briois and ain ru'yas lipol? What are the two things? Heiniu briois, heiniu she'en ru'yas lipol. What's called briois and what's called ain ru'yas lipol? Heiniu ru'yas, ain ru'yas lipol. Like, what's the difference? Shaky falls down, a briois don't fall down. What's the two things? Lo tzricha, there's a case where something could be briois and it'll still fall down. The naflu machmas gevayu, it falls down because of its height. Like Tosis speaks out in second Tosis, perish to have a briois, lo hoyo ru'yas lipol, machmas gevayu. It's all going to fall down because of its height. Sometimes, if you have a bad engineer and you build a wall, if it's too high, it'll fall down, even though it's a very strong wall. Inami, the kind of good in hara, if you have buildings or walls built on the riverbank, or the ocean bank, it's very possible that it'll get corroded and it'll fall down, even though it's briois. Now I'm going to give another example. We had a wall which was ru'ua, but it was in a ru'ya's lipol. There was this wall that was a shaky wall. Rav Shmuel to say, Rav Shmuel never walked that way. Even though this was around for 13 years, this wall was up, Rav and Shmuel never walked by because they were always scared. It was a shaky wall. But actually, it was not really a sleep wall because it stood up for 13 years. But Rav and Shmuel were very makbid on Sakana and they never walked by that wall. One time Rav Ada Bahava came to town. Omelev Shmuel Rav, and they're walking together. Omelev Shmuel Rav, we're coming to the bad wall, let's go around. So Rav says, no, today we don't have to go around. Why not? We have Rav Adabahava with us. He has a lot of schusim, and Veloy, Mistafinai, and we're not, and I'm not scared. And another Maisur of Adabahava. Rav Huna, Havale, Ahu Chamra, Bahu Besa. Rav Huna had wine in the house, Bahu Beis Ra'iyah, in a house that was shaky. He heard that his storage house was shaky, and he had to take it out. Of all the fnuye, he wanted to get rid of all the wine from the house. Earlier, Rav Ada Bahava Lahasam, he brought in Rav Ada Bahava there, Mashkev Shmaitse, he asked him a good question on Tosfos, and they got him very involved. And while they were doing this, he winked to his workers, and they cleared out the whole thing. Adapanya, they cleared out the whole entire storage house. Bust the Nofik, the minute they left, Nofal Beisa, the whole house crashed down. Argus Rav Ada Bahava realized, Ikpid, he got upset. He holds like what Rav Yanai says, a person should not stand by Makam Sakana, and say to himself, Hashem will make me a nes. Shema ain't oisin l'nes. First of all, maybe you won't have a nes, and it's dangerous. Hashem takes away from his chusim. Amar Rav Chanan, Mikra, what do you see in this apostle? You see, by Yaakov Avinu, he said, so therefore, if Adabava was not happy that you're making me lose my schosim.
Why
would
he
tell Adabava? What? Not Adabava, the Huna who brought him in.
He
loses chosim because my say
because
about this. Yeah, but still, and Yaakov also he asked for the gvirishkeit that I've heard. My say you get chosim, you get something in this world, you lose chosim. Someone who has too much stuff in this world, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's a major nesoyan. It's part of like it's a bigger challenge if someone has $10 million than $1 million because he has $10 million, he has to use $10 million l'shamayim b'chol ma'idecha. It's a much bigger nesayin. $1 million is easy to get rid of. You know, if you're stuck, if you're aneim, $10 million. What do you do with it? To buy 5 cars? That's awesome. So what do you do with it? So it's a much bigger nesayin. $10 million. Yeah, right. More right. It's very hard. It's a challenge. Much bigger challenge. It's a big job. That's why Hashem gives money to people who could handle it. They have to, you know, they have to be smart to know how to give it to the right places. Ma'ava uvde, the Rav Ada Bahava. Ma'ava uvde, the Rav Ada Bahava. Ki ha'ad Amah. Shol Talmidav Rav Ada Bahava. But Ma Rach the Yavam. Now Rav Ada Bahava, you see, was very special. He had this chusim that the wall shouldn't come down. What was so special about him? He had it mashal tamid al Rav Ada Bahava Ma Harach the Yavam. With what we yizayich at Arichas Yavam. Omer lehem miyomai loikibarti b'seich b'isi. I never got angry in my house. Well, it's atif nei music olam eno. I never walked in front of someone bigger than me. I didn't think of learning in places that were not clean. And still, even though I had to be so careful, I never walked anywhere without thinking of learning and without my tefillin. I did not sleep in his medrash, not shinas kvar, not shinas ari. I wasn't happy if my friend fell. I didn't call my friend a nickname, or a family nickname. Either way, I didn't call them. So all these different milas he has, and that's why he was zaycha to such schusim where he could hold up walls and he was barach and had a riches yom. Only Rav the Rav my papa, leimulon mar mahani mili me'alistav av Rav Huna. Rav asked Rav my papa to tell him some of the milas of Rav Huna. I didn't know him when Rav Huna was younger. But Sivus de Chuna, I guess he learned by him when he was older. So what do you do? The Chol Yom Diiva, every cloudy day, which means a stormy day, so Rav Huna was worried that the walls, shaky walls, are going to come down in a storm. So therefore, these to bring him out, he couldn't walk well, they brought him out in this gold carriage, and he should check out the entire city. Every wall that was shaky, he had them take it down. And if the owner could afford it, the owner rebuilt it. If he couldn't afford it, he himself paid for the rebuilding of those walls. Now, that's a big mile. It took up his Friday afternoons to check up all the walls. The only child is, what was in the gate to tell us they went in the gold chariot? They're saying the guy went there to Shrol to take care of its stalker and he flew in first class. Okay, maybe you can fly in first class. Don't tell us about it. You know, what is that? How is that the Mila they flew in first class? So Zokta Ben Yoyada, the pshat is that he also was non-Jews as well in the city who he wanted them to take the walls down. Now, if he comes up in his jalopy, then they're not going to listen to him. Who's this guy? But he came with whole entourage, with a fancy wagon. They respected him, and they listened to him to take down the walls. That's what Ben Yehuda says. That was part of the Mila. They did this. They didn't always go around such a fancy thing. Only for this reason, to get respect in order to do his job, that's why he did that. And another thing he used to do. V'chol panya demalei Shabbos. Every era of Shabbos, having Shabbos shluch l'shukah, he sent his attendant to the shuk right before Shabbos. Anything the farmers had left in the market, he bought. Zavala, he bought it. And what did he do with it? Shad leil nahara. And he threw it into the water. Now, why did he buy it? Because if they're going to be leftovers every week, the farmers are leftovers, they're not going to bring it next Shabbos. No one buys it anyway. And he wanted to have covered Shabbos. He wanted it to be food in the market. Therefore, at the end of the day, whatever was left, he bought it. Now, Faith Gemara, why did he throw it into the water? But give it to the aniyim. So the Gemara says, "Don't want a niyim to be semech daita, and some weeks he's not going to have what to buy and get and send it to them. Therefore, he doesn't want to rely on them." And Rashi says, when they put it into the water, it went downstream, and other people got it. It wasn't in the garbage; people ate it. Just he threw it into the water and went downstream, and those people didn't expect it because they know anyone could take it. But here, someone ate it, but they want to give it to a niyim in his town because they're going to expect it. The style of behemoth, give it to the behemoth. You don't give Michael Adam and Behema. A Rashi says two pshatim. Either pshat is because bizu eichlim. Hashem gives you a bracha of good fresh apple. You don't give it to an animal. Another pshat Rashi is that chasatar amarim sheishol. You get away with grits for the animal. You shouldn't waste good stuff, eggplant for the animals. So that's the thing with behema. So what do you do? Elizabeth Cloud, don't buy it at all. Nimsis machshim lost love. They're not going to want to bring any food anymore. So that's what he did. Ki havale milsad asusa. Third thing Rav Huna used to do is anytime he was sick and he got medicine, he didn't keep the medicine himself. Havamali kuzu the maya. He filled up a little cup of the medicine. V'toyle b'seif at the basin. He hung it outside his house. Ma'amah called a boy leis lishka. Anyone wants, come take. It's not only for me. Anyone wants, can take some. V'ikad amri. Milsa shifts have a gomer. there was a shade called a shifsa, and someone does not wash his hands before eating, this shifsa attacks them. So he used to keep water outside in order for people to be able to wash their hands. Anyone needs water, come and wash your hands. When he used to break bread, which means when he started a suda, every time, have a pasuk, by open his doors, anyone who wants, come eat with me. These are all the miles of Rav Huna. So I'm a Rava, I can do all these things. Besides the one, Varmaha, besides for this last one of inviting, opening a door and saying anyone can come. Why? Because Rav lived in Mechuzah. He says, the Mahad Lemet Sina Lemabad. Why? Mishim the Nefishi Rechela the Mechuzah. So Rashi says, because there's a lot of aniyim, and there's too many aniyim, they're not going to be able to, he can't afford it. But the Mashal says, you know, B'nai Mechuzah were rich people, not poor people. So he said like this, that there are a lot of B'nai Chela, a lot of army people there, and if you open it up to aniyim, the B'nai Chela will come also, and that already is too much, that already can't afford, and that's what Rava says, they can't have an open house in Mechuzah because too many people will come. And these are all the milas that we said at Rav Huna, and Rava says, I could do all of them besides for the last one.